Just talk about how Denzel has come along for you.
He's very talented, you know, good speed, good quickness. I know the thing I talk to him a lot about is just learning the NFL game. And I know he's athletically, he's talented, but again, just continuing to help him with the IQ part of it, learning our scheme and just trying to put everything together to help him reach his ceiling.
What did you see in him that made you guys think that he was ready to jump up there with the ones?
Even though we didn't get a chance to play a lot of press coverage, but he can play press. He's learning how to play off coverage, but again, with his speed and his quickness and his football savvy, you know, it was just pretty obvious that the reps that he's getting is going to allow him to continue to improve to get ready to help us win some football games.
How difficult is it to get a whole new group of defensive back and cornerbacks together and get everybody to mesh together like you have to do with this group?
Well, I mean, it takes some work from a chemistry standpoint, just getting all these guys on the same page in terms of what we do schematically. These guys are pros, so they get it. So if we have to come in and do extra work or come in on the weekend and try to catch up on some things, all these guys are really proactive from that standpoint to trying to get to where we need them to get to by the time we play Pittsburgh.
Can you do that? I mean, with the CBA, can you do that without getting in trouble?
Well, I mean, if it's voluntary, you know, so guys, you know, may want to come in on their own and watch tape or just giving them, you know, projects to do, and then they turn the projects in. Not necessarily me meeting with them one-on-one, but just giving them projects and film work to continue to try to get better.
What does it do for your guys to have such a talented receiver group for them to match up against?
I think it's awesome. You know, I try to make sure that their targets are talked about in terms of how many wins, how many losses we're getting against our receivers. So I think being able to compete against a pretty good receiver group is definitely going to help us.
Seems like Denzel has been holding his own pretty well in that regard. I mean, he'll make a play, he'll give up a play. How would you say that's going?
I think it's good because, again, we do keep track of targets because that's a big thing for me. Either you're winning or you're losing. So I think he's won more and he's lost, but at the same time, was his technique right? Was his eyes right? Is he doing the things that we talk about in our meetings? Is it showing up on the field? So that's the growth part for him, is just, hey, whatever we practice and whatever we talk about, that's what we want to see on tape. So he's making pretty good progress.
How much good training or background did Denzel bring to you guys?
Well, you know, he never backpedaled in college. So that was something that he was a little sensitive about in terms of just learning that aspect of it. But he's a quick learner. So once we just start talking about some of those basic techniques and basic fundamentals, he's picked it up pretty good. So, and then, you know, the press stuff, we couldn't do a lot of press. So that's something that we're just going to have to be able to get in training camp, which is something we want to do more of this year versus last year.
It looked like the back at the combine, just from a natural athletic ability standpoint, he was backpedaling pretty well.
Right.
So you think he'll be fine in that?
Yeah, I do. And you know, there's other, you know, mechanics to it, but athletically, he's able to do a lot of things. It's just trying to refine those things to help him be successful in our league.
The vertical leap at the combine was outstanding. How does that play into, how will they translate that into?
You know, it's going to help against bigger receivers, obviously, you know, playing press coverage and people just throwing jump balls and trying to challenge him from that standpoint. So it's definitely going to help in those type of situations.
What was the technique they taught if you didn't backpedal?
Oh, they just pressed. Press or press bail was the two techniques that they use at Ohio State.
There was a lot of talk that he, you know, played the man and not the ball.
Right.
Expound on that a little bit, and do you think that he will be able to play the ball here and get his hands on some interceptions?
Yeah, I just think just understanding when you could take your shot at attacking the football. So that's something we talk about. If you're in position, go get the ball. If you're not in position, then you may have to try to play through the hands to get your PBU. So I think he's understanding with his speed and, you know, and he has pretty good ball skills. Hey, look, when you get a chance to go get the football, go get it. You know, it's okay, you know, to attack the ball.
How about about TJ Carey? How's he looked for you so far?
Solid. You know, he's just a player where you just trust him. You just say, hey, the guy, he's a pro, he studies. He's a man, you know, to be honest with you, in terms of how he approaches the game. So it's just a trust factor that he's going to do exactly what's being asked of him.
What have you seen from Gaines?
Savvy. Mm-hmm. You know, savvy, intangibles, instincts. He just has a good feel for the game. And that's something that I think sometimes gets overlooked when you have players that have instincts and have those type of intangibles.
No pads yet, but, you know, from seeing tape on all these guys, what do you think this group can be like from a tackling standpoint?
Oh, I think all these guys will tackle. You know, that's the fun part. I know I learned this a long time ago. The mark of a physical defense is how physical are your corners. So that's something that we always talk about, just to try to have that trademark of being physical outside, which really translates into a physical defense.
That number, that interception number from last year, you can't be loving that number. So what kinds of things are you doing to get these guys all to go tackle?
You know, we have our little, I call it a code in our room in terms of just how many interceptions do we have, how many PBUs. So we just try to keep track on that on a daily conversation. I just think you play 16 games. If you can get one pick a game, that's 16 picks. So I'm not saying that's easy to do, but that's something that we talk about quite a bit. You know, 16 is always the goal if you can get one a game.
And we revamped basically your whole group, mm-hmm. just about.
Yes.
And so as a coach, when you looked at this group just coming in and got to see them, what's your overall impression of just the changes made?
Well, the cool part for me being in this league a little while, I've seen all these guys come out of college. I've seen them on the team that they've come from. And it's just all of them bring something different to the table. So now it's just bringing it all together from a chemistry standpoint and just utilizing their skill set. So it is pretty cool having these guys in our room. But I think the biggest thing for me, these guys are pros. You know, they respect the game. They study. They get along. There's no jealousy. You know, they're helping each other, which is something that I always try to talk about. You know, when Denzel came in, it wasn't like, oh, that's the number one pick. Let's not talk to him. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, none of that stuff. Say, you know, we're one group. Let's help each other, because at the end of the day, we want to be successful.